Daf is Daf Lamed Beis, so we got towards the bottom of Lamed Alpha Amed Beis. The Gemara was discussing the inyan of Zilusa de Beidina, whether we're concerned of Zilusa de Beidina, the Beis Din gives a psak, are we concerned of having it revisited? Does it look bad or not? And Rav Nachman initially was concerned with the MS, and he wasn't concerned with Zilusa de Beidina, but then they had brought in a brice that indicated there is a concern of Zilusa de Beidina, and Rav Nachman agreed, also he gave in to the brice. That we should be concerned of Zilusa de Beidina. So the Gemara now says 10 lines up from the bottom of Lamed Alf Amud Beis, Nafik Avid Uvda. So Rav Nachman went out and he paskined like that we aren't concerned with Zilusa de Beidina. He retracted, even though the Brisa, he was convinced by the Brisa that we should be concerned of Zilusa de Beidina. He didn't care. He went ahead. And Man de Chaza, a person who observed such a psak, Savar Tusahi. They thought Rav Nachman made a mistake. He forgot that he retracted, and he went against the Brisa mistakenly. Vilohi, that's not true. El Mishum de Talya Bashi Ravrive. He had found that the great Rabbanim, great Tanaim, had agreed that we are not concerned with Zilusa de Beidina, and therefore he paskined in that following way. So who do we see? Who are these Asher Ravrive? Who are these great people he could be tola on? So it's not the Mishnah tells us as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malin Lakuna Al Pi Eid Echad. We have an individual, we don't know his status, and an Eid Echad says this guy's a Kohen, his father was a Kohen, so we could rely, we cannot rely, Ein Malin Lakuna Al Pi Eid Echad, you need Shnei Eidim. What's the relevance of Kahuna? So Rashbam goes through the Nafkamina is what it means to be a Kohen. Number one, it means a Kohen could eat Truma, he could work in the base of Migdash, he could do Nusiyas Kapayim. So we have to know, these are very important halachas. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we do not rely on an aid echad. Comes along the Brisa to quote Amar in the Mishnah, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amasai, when is this true? B'makum sheish orurin. Only when people are protesting this individual status. There's some rumors that he's not a Kohen, that his mother was a Grusha or something. Aval in this situation, b'makom she'ein orurim, where there are no one protesting his status, malin lakuna al pi eid echad, then you can rely on an eid echad. So there's a machlokas whether or not you could trust an eid echad or not. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the third shita, and Omer, he says, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asagan, malin lakuna al pi eid echad. He says, you can't be malin. So what's he adding? Rashbag, Hainu, Rebbe Lazar, that's the same exact thing. They both paskin that you can rely on an Eid Echad to Malin Lakuna. So what's the nafkamina between these two positions? So Gemara says, V'chitema, if you're going to suggest maybe they're arguing about Irer, Chad Ik Benayo. If let's say the Me'arer is only one person, not two, one person, are we concerned? Will that one Me'arer neutralize the Eid Echad or not? So Rebbe Lazar Savar Irer Chad, there's one Me'arer, so that's going to neutralize the Eid Echad, and he won't be a Kohen. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, Eir Echad won't be of significance. Savar, Eir De Echad Lo. That Savar, Ar De Trai. You need an Arar being of two people. But if it's one person, then we ignore it, and we trust the Eid Echad. If that's the Nafkamina. So then, V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan have a statement, which seemingly is undisputed, that Divrei HaKol, Ein Arar, Pachas Mishnayim. It doesn't exist. If there's one guy protesting, we ignore that one guy. We throw him out. He doesn't have any say here. It has to be two. So the Ma'arer has to be two people. So then what's the machlokas between Rashbag and Rabbi Eliezer? They both say you could be Malin Lakuna Al Pi Eid Echad. What's the nafkamina between the two? They're saying the same exact thing. So the Gemara suggests you're right. El Arer are trade. The Arer has to be two. Everyone agrees the protest has to be of two people at least. What's the situation here? This guy, Reuven, he has a chazaka, he's a kohen. And the rumor goes out, de ben grusho ben chalutzu, that this guy's mother was either grusha, or the mother's mother, or the boy's mother was a chalutzu, one or the other. And in light of that, we downgraded him from being a kohen. He's a possible kohen because of these rumors. Then Asa Eid Echad, and Eid Echad came along. Amar, he says, the Kohen, who? No, he's a Kohen. Vaskinu. So we put him back as a post. We appointed him to be a Kohen again. Then Asa Beitre, then two Eidim came along. Amar, they said, this guy's a dead Ben Gusha V'chalutzahu. Vachtinu. Then they lowered his status. And then Asa Eid Echad, then another Eid Echad came afterwards. Amar, the Kohen, who? Now he's a Kohen. So it started off with one Eid saying he's a Kohen. Two Eidim say he's not. And then a final Kohen saying he is. So we're going to be Mitzarif, the first and the last Eidim, who say that he's a Kohen. And the Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Mitzdarf and Eidus. You can combine the two individual Eid Echads to make it one Kad of two Eidim. So what's the concern? Everybody agrees you could trust the truth, not two Eidim versus two Eidim. Two Eidim say he's a Kohen, two Eidim say he's not a Kohen. So what's the concern here? They're arguing about the concern. It looks like a joke. One day he's a Kohen, the Basin says, next day the Basin says he's not a Kohen, then he says he is a Kohen. It looks silly. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar Savar Kevan Dachdinu, once we've removed his status of being a Kohen, Lo Maskin and Lay, we never can restate that he's a Kohen, Chashinan Lizilusa de Beidina. We're concerned that everyone's going to make fun of Basin. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Anan Achtinu, Vana Maskinulai. We could bring him down, we could bring him up. We're not concerned. We want the MS. We want what's truth. And we're not concerned what people are going to speak about Bezim. This is a machlokas between Rashbag and Rabbi Elazar. And in light of this, Rav Nachman relied on Rashbag that with the Zilusa de Beidina, we are not concerned. Okay. A few things come out of this discussion here. Firstly, the fact that the Gemara says Ben Chalutza is a concern here. What's the status of Ben Chalutza? It's only an Isser Midiraban, right? So there is a large discussion here why exactly Ben Chalutz is included here. We have Ben Chalutz oftentimes is coupled together with Ben Grusha, like the first Mishnah in Makos. Even though Ben Chalutz is only Midiraban, it could be Lav Dafka, because Ben Chalutz doesn't really render the child a possible Kohen. But there's a discussion in Machan Ephraim, they quote back here, the Noda Biyud and Chazanish, how exactly to deal with this case of the Chalutz and the Gemara here. Fine. So now the Gemara says, let's do a Tosis quickly. Tosis writes, Dibur Maskel v'nafak ela kala v'achtinu. Initially, there were some rumors that this Kohen was not really a Kohen, and they brought him down. They removed the status of being a Kohen. The Tosis points out, lav davka achtinu, they didn't really say you can no longer be a Kohen based on this rumor. Ela kolomar mimela yarad. Because the rumor is he just, on his own, he stepped down. He wasn't never, it wasn't enforced by Bezdim. Because di davka achtinu, Bezin really made him step down, Amai Askinu, why would they bring him back up the next time? V'ha yikaz ilusa de Beidina. The first stage is going to be a problem. V'lekalememer, you can't say, leka zilusa el kisharidu base famim. Maybe it's only zilusa if it's overturned two times. One time is fine, that can't be. Dishmaisa muchach dafil b'chadazim na'ikal zilusa. So the initial achtinu of the Gemara wasn't really that Bezdin had made him step down. It was Mimela, the people, or maybe the individual himself felt uncomfortable. It wasn't a real harada. Inami, alternatively, Tosa suggests, harada Gemara kamar. No, it really was the first time they really did make him step down of being Kohen. But lekel is ilusa de Beidina, elahecha daridu al yidei edus. Only if they brought him down because of real testimony. They call Lekka Zilusa. Bezdin said there's some rumors it's pretty good for you to step down. That's not really considered a full psak. And if it's overturned later on, that's not going to create Zilusa. But if it's based on Edim, and then they give a psak, and then they bring other Edim and change a psak, only in that case is there a concern of Zilusa, the Beidina.
You don't say like a din, like a woman's Hamatsim Chavir of Mariah. If you're claiming his guys.
No, that's only by Dinim Amnes.
I know, I'm saying, but still, he's not. It is Mudna because he's not tiny. You don't hear the Kohen say, what are you talking about? I'm a Kohen Yuchas and saying he's stepping down.
No, the Kohen, you have to bring Ra. There, if people against him, he would have to bring Ra. If he brings a Shtar Yuchas and an Eid Echanami, he would beat out the Eidus.
Yeah, but there's also a big difference between a Kohen who loses his status as Kohen versus a married woman or some other situation where there's a much bigger nachmina on someone's life. Meaning, a Kohen could only eat Truma.
You're great. In terms of the Bezdin, the Rav being sensitive to the individual, certainly we're more sensitive to a marriage than it is by a person's status of a Kohen. That I think is what you're trying to get at. Yeah. And right now the Gemara is not weighing in that factor of sensitivity in Rachmanis at all. It's something that...
But it is, though, to the point of wanting to get to the MS, what's the Nafkamina of what the MS is.
No, but either way, we want the MS. Whether Nafkamina is only Chuma or Birkas Kohanim, of Oda, which is more serious, or it's a marriage and someone's relationship, I don't think what's being at stake here is of concern. Whether it's true or not true is really... But in terms of implementing these halachas, compassion is a very relevant factor when it comes to a Rav and a Dayan, but it depends, obviously, in the situation.
I'm not talking about compassion as much as I am the effect.
Uh-huh.
Not the emotional effect.
Right.
But
still, at the end of the day, they're looking for the MS as opposed to how now what the impact will be, whether it's a kares, whether it's a... Okay. Gemara says, anyways, after making this initial understanding of this machlokas between Rashbag and Rabbi Eliezer, maskif la Rav Ashi. Ihach, if that's the case, if that's really the machlokas of Zilusa de Bedina or not, my yir yachad, afu betray nami. Why did the Gemara create a case, one aid, then two aidim, and then another aid? Just be very simple. Two aidim say it's possible. So Basin was machtin and low. Two aidim say it's kosher, then they're maskin and low. It's a much simpler case. The fact they're talking about one aid here and one aid there doesn't sound like their concern is one of Zilusa de Bedina. It must be something to do with being Metzarif, aid achad here and aid achad there. And therefore, Rav Ashi concludes, El Amar Rashi, the Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Lo Chashin and Zilusa de Bedina. Everybody agrees we're not concerned of Zilusa de Bedina. And that's Rav Nachman's understanding. We're not concerned against the Brais from yesterday. We could always overturn the ruling if we see the Emes. V'hacha, what's the machlokis here in this Mishnah? Bilatzarif edus kamifagi. About being metzarif, an eid echad here and an eid echad there, whether that can be joined into being one full of edim. Uveplugs of the honey tonight. And they're arguing about this very, very machlokis we find in the Braisa as follows. The Braisa tells us, Ditanya. Liolam ein edusan mitzarefes e ad shiruk shem kecher. Now the Braisa has two parts to it, by the way. This first Braisa, Rashbam points out, is really not necessary for this discussion, but they just wanted to bring the Braisa in its entirety here. So this first discussion is not of relevance to us, but it says as follows. Liolam ein edusan mitzarefes ad shiru shnehem keechad. It doesn't work until they both see it together. They have to observe the same exact event. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach, Omer, afilu bezeacher zeh, what does this mean? It's a fascinating chiddush of Yeshua ben Karach. There's a lot of discussion on Yeshua ben Karach's position. But he writes, afilu zeh bezeh, around seven lines up from the bottom, echad Omer bayom rishon lo veploni miploni. Reuven borrowed money on Sunday, Monday. He borrowed $100. The other guy, Eid says, Omer, Bayom Sheini Risov, as Monday I saw him, Gamanid Shalav Amimenu, I also saw the Mikom Akam, Amana Kamasi, they're both testifying about $100. Even though they're arguing about which day it was, they don't care about, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha doesn't care about the details, which are really ancillary to the case, they care about the $100. So that's an agreement. You can really separate all the other stuff, put it over to the side, and they're both in agreement of $100.
Didn't we just say we don't do Pugin and Yiburah and that kind of?
That was a different case of where there's a machish edus. Pagin and Dibur is a whole other discussion here. When I threw out Pagin, I'm not sure if it really was working through Pagin or not, but you're right. Again, there's a lot. Rabbi Shimon Karach is a big chiddush how it works. There's so much discussion on him, how this even works. And, the number of explanations is how you take his word when it comes to edus. So when the basin hears the statement, they care about just the what they're arguing about, the $100. They don't care about all the various details. The day, the zman is really irrelevant unless it has to do with Edom Zomim. Other than that, it's irrelevant. They just take whatever they need and they can separate Pagin and Dibur in this case. But again, it's a large discussion. A lot of Achron talk about his shita without getting involved in it. But he says you can have them join together even though they're saying different details, but the core part is the same. That's the first part of the Braisa, nothing to do with what we're talking about. But then comes along, the Gemara says another part, Ein eduson miskayemes bebezdin ad sheyaidu shnehem keechad. Only they testify at the same time. This is talking about they testify. And the first part was how they observed it. Now it's talking about when they give testimony. So according to the Tanakhama, they both have to testify there together. But according to Rabbi Nosson Omer, Shomin Dvarv Shozehayom, Ulchshiyavo Chaver Elmachar Shomin Dvarv. You could hear the individual testimony separately, and as long as they line up with each other, you could accept what they're saying. So that's what's going here as well. According to the first opinion that says Eid Echad, he's pasul. Rather, he's kosher. Two Eidim pasul, and then another Eid Echad, he's pasul, kosher, whatever the case was. You can join the two Eid Echads together, just like this position of Rabbi Nosson, even though they came separately. But the other opinion felt...
With the call or no?
The call, yeah, the same case.
The same case the
but the, according to Tanakhama, you can't. They have to testify at the same time. I mean, Eid Echad day one and Eid Echad day two, you can't combine them. So that machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the same exact machlokas in this Braisa between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nosson. Now, the Tumim has a big chiddush. The Tumim thinks this idea of being Mitzarev Eden is going back to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. You could have one guy on day one, one guy day two come together, even though they testify this is Sunday, and the other guy testified it took place on Monday. He says this whole thing's a din derabanan. Midiraisa doesn't work. It works only midiraban shlo tino delis bufnei alofim. What's going to happen is we always try to help the banks. The banks are doing a tremendous tova Depends how you look at things, but allowing businesses to continue to function. People need money. They're short of money. So in order to benefit the banks, we wanted to give them a benefit, so we allowed the Eid Achad on Sunday and Eid Achad on Monday to combine together, just again to protect the banks. Okay, let's go by to now. What? Okay, the Gemara says, Hahu damar l'chavre, a person says to his friend, my bais b'hai ara, what in the world are you doing on my property? So Amar Leh, what do you mean? Minachas vinte, I bought it from you, v'hashar, and here's my deed. So Laman Beis, Amar Beis, Amar Leh, he says, he looks at the document, he says, shar ziyayah, I didn't sign this document, and this aid them are forged, what are you talking about? So Gachin, so the lokeach, the machzik, he leans in, and lachash leh l'rabba, he whispers to Rabbah in Shar Zayafu. You're right, it is a star. But at the same time, me Shar Malia Havali. I really had a good star, Havali. I had one video because I lost it. But I mean, I said, Unkit Hai Beyadai. I'll have something, and hopefully I can get it through with it. But I really had the property. It was really mine. So Ramosha talks about why in the world does the Gemara talk about him leaning in? So the Rashbam says because he didn't want the Ma'arik to hear. So unclear what exactly the need for that was. The Ramosha tries to figure out what shot in that this Gemara here. But either way, that's what happened. So he leaned in, told him.
Is it like a migu? Like I could have.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what Gemara says. Very good. So Gemara says, so what's pshat? Who's right? So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Mali l'shaker. He said, what's he to lie? Ibai Amar, he could have said, no, Shar Mahayahu. It's a good star. If he could have proved it's a good star, so he didn't have to. But he told the truth. Now at least he's telling the truth. And he says that Malal Shaka, he could have lied and would have been believed in his lie. So therefore, in this initial statement, he's believed as well. So this is a very strange amigo. So look at the Rashbam, Ein Shtar Zayafahu, yes, it's a Shtar Zayafah, it's a forged document. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Lav Shtar Zayafah Mamish, it's not really forged. Ela Kamo Shtar Zayafah, it's like a forged one. It was on another, he pulled out a deed from a different one. It was like a different document he pulled out, and he was hoping no one would look at the details, that it was a different property. Ah, they caught him, but it was a good star. So he could have proven the validity of such a star. And the Rashbam says, no, it was really a star mezuyaf. It really was a forged document. That's the debate here. So Rabbah says, it's a malo l'shaker, it's a case of migo. I could have lied and said it was a fake star, a really good star. In fact, I'm telling you the truth and saying it's a fake star gives me nemanus. To which Rav Yosef says back, Amalei Rav Yosef, remember Rabbi Rav Yosef were Bar Pluxas, they were the ones at the end of the Gemara Horios and the Gemara Brachos who were debating who the Sinai or Okaharim. So they knew each other quite well. So Rav Yosef says, Amai Samchasa Hai Shtara Chas Babamahu. How could this Migo be predicated on a star that's fake? The whole thing falls apart. So therefore, the Migo has nothing to stand on and it gets thrown out the window. Okay, now the question becomes what the Rashi and seemingly Rashram and seemingly Tosas argue about is every migo is I could have said something else. That is always a fake. I could have said that, but I didn't. But that wasn't a good argument, anyways. I said the truth. So the migo, every migo is predicated on I could have said something else, but I didn't. That other thing wasn't really a true statement, but I could have said that. I could have won. The fact that I said the true statement gives me greater nemanus. So why is this any different than that other case?
Because here he didn't say the truth. Here he got caught in a lie.
So that could be because he got caught in a lie. Maybe the first thing.
I could have not lied to you.
Okay, it could be. So the Rashbam doesn't answer that way. But you're right. He could have. I guess that could be. In this case, the whole discussion was based on a lie in the first place.
The other amigos are just statements. Here there's a fake star.
Right. Holding a fake lie here. Right. So look. Exactly. So that's what Rashbam seems to say. Or look at the Rashbam. He says, "Amai kasam chasahai shtara." Rashbam around halfway down the narrow lines, he says, "Dashne chazakalaka." There's no chazaka to even speak of here. V'hashtara chas ba'amu. And this document is a nothing more than a piece of pottery. The cave in the odi. V'lo dami l'shar malo l'shaker shebegamar. This is not similar to other cases of migos. Shishtei tainos yecholos lios emes. Both cases could have been true statements. Osishu Torin, that which he's claiming. V'osishu ahaya yachalaton, that which he could have claimed. V'lo Torin, if he doesn't. Darmin amigo, it's only where the other taina could have been a true statement, says the Rashbam. Aval hacha, in this case, dami lamalo shakir b'makum edim. Shrei kol kochel v'cheskasa b'karka zu adei hai sharhu. His whole koach is based on the star. and this shtar is a meaningless shtar, and therefore his whole migo gets thrown out the window. That's what the Rashbam. So again, there's a big discussion of Rav Chanan. Does that, when you have a migo, does that other migo that it could have said, does that have to be a real, honest statement? Or anything I could have said, even though it would have been a lie? So Rashbam clearly assumes that it has to be that other taina was a good, a emes taina as well, but I didn't make it. But if it's a fake taina, then my migo doesn't work.
Well, I don't understand that though. It has to be the thing he could have said has to have been true.
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't he say it if it's true?
Right. Yeah. So you have to figure out how that works exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. A person could have had two approaches to the situation, and he could have taken another approach, which would have been a stronger taina. But he wanted to be more open, I guess. I'm not sure exactly the case to think of, but you have to keep this in mind. But if you look at Tosas, Tosas clearly argues on this. Look at Tosas' question on the top here. Tosas asks Vitema. He says, "Dilehem ne mimigo." Well, why is Rav Yosef so upset? Let him be believed with amigo. Dibay Amar Shtar Malya. He could have said it was a Shtar Malya. What do you mean? He can't. He can't. But he can't, but it's a lie. So clearly Tosas assumes that you can use it, even though it's a lie, that can give your amigo some strength. So he goes on to explain that we don't say migo lahotzi, right? Migo lahotzi lo aminam. That migo only works to be machzik, to show that something I'm holding on to gives me strength to continue to maintain ownership. But to remove it from your property, that's a weakness in migo. Migo lahotzi lo aminam. But the migo itself is a good migo. Because even though the taina I would have made was a fake taina, my migo is good. It's just that the applying the migo in this case won't work because it's migo lahotzi. So Tosas and Rashbam seem to argue, I think, about the nature of migo, which goes back to the Rav Chanan. How does amigo work? Is amigo one of two ways? Amigo is either that other taina, is it as if I could have said that taina, as if I'm saying it? Or the other taina is that the fact that I could have strengthened my initial taina. So if you say that it's as if the other taina I'm not making, it's as if I actually made that taina, that only works if the taina is a good taina. That's a Rashbam. But if the fact that I could have, but I didn't, just strengthens my right now my actual taina, so then even though the other one's a fake taina, it could still strengthen my actual taina I'm making right now, and that would seemingly be Shitas Tosfos.
What's so schwer here is that we're only considering the first statement when he leaned in and whispered to Rabbo as part of the Migo. We're not considering the fact that he tried to already use a fake document.
Right. True. Yeah, I hear. Okay, fine. Let's go right to the Gemara now. Says Ahu Damar. Lechavre guy says to his friend, Havli, may Azuze Damaskin Bach, give me the money that is by you that you owe me. So Vaha Shtar, and this is my Shtar that you owe me the $100. Amrle Shtar Zayafahu. What do you mean? Look at the Shtar. It's forged. That's not my signature. So Gachin, Lachish Le Rabba. Rabba dealt with a lot of people who played a lot of fake documents. And he says, you're right. He whispers to Rabba. Everyone knew this move to whisper to Rabba's ear. In Shtar Zayfa, you're right, it's a forged document, but me Shtar Ma'alya Havili, I had a good document. Irkis, I lost it. Vamina, I said, in Kit Hai Biyade called you, let me I'll make a whole new document instead, and I'll use that as my proof. So Amar Rabba says, Mala Lashakir, Ibai Amar Lo Shtar Ma'alyahu. He could have said, this Shtar is a really good document and proved that it was good and proved the Adim. He was such a good forager, he could have proved that it's valid. But he didn't. He told me the truth, so he's trusted. So Amrle Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "No, Amai, same thing. Amai kasamachta hai shtar b'chaspa amahu. How could you rely on this shtar? The shtar is the whole basis of his claim. His shtar is nothing more than a piece of the earthenware. So therefore, his whole claim is thrown out the window, and we don't trust him." So what's the bottom line? How do we pass it? So Amar Avidi, Bar Avin Halchas Kivasi the Rabbi Ba'ara, Halchas Kivasi the Rav Yosef. Depends on the context. Bezuze, we pass like Rabbi in the world of Ara, and we pass like Rav Yosef in the world of Zuza. Why? Halchas Rabbi Ba'ara, the Hechad the Kaima Ara, take him. Because we were leading things at status quo. Whoever is on the property, we let him keep it. The Halchas Kivasi the Rav Yosef, Bezuze, the Hechad the Kaima, Zuzi the Lokme. When it comes to the money, the guy who's holding the money right now, we leave it in his possession. We don't say you can be motzi the money from the individual. So there's a machlokas in the Rashbam and Tosos how exactly this halacha comes out. And in general, do we pass like Rabba versus Rav Yosef? So there's a discussion what the general klal is. And it sounds like from Tosos here that there's a suffix, rather Rashbam. There's a suffix had a paskin. They're both, they neutralize each other. So we make a pshara here. But I'm not going to go through the Rashbam and Tosos right now. That's how the Gemara paskins. So Gemara now says, Ahu Arva, a cosigner, Damar Leila Lova, says to the Lova, Havli Me Azuzu, give me the $100, the Parati Lamalva Al Avech, that I paid to the bank on your behalf. I paid back your money, now I'm going to come collect from you. Vahashar, and here's the deed, here's the document that you owe me the money that I had paid on your behalf. So Amar Lei, La Paraticha, did I not pay you already? What do you mean? I already paid you the money. Amar, so the Ariv says back to him, La Hajas Shaklina Minayu, didn't you then but borrow from me a second time though? Yeah, the initial loan, you pay me back. But then you asked for me for another $100, so I'm coming for that money. So what's the halacha here? So Shalcha Rav Yidi Bar Avin, the Kami de Abaye, Ki Hai Gavna Mai, what's the halacha here? So Shalach Le Abaye, Abaye says to him, Mai Tibar Le, what's the Shaila here? Ha Iyu Damar, Rav Yidi himself, Reed himself here says, that Hilchasa Kavasa de Rabba Ba'ara, Hilchasa Kavasa de Rav Yotze Bezuze. So the Hecha de Okmi, Zuze Lokmi, wherever the money is, you leave it in that person's possession. So since we don't really know about the Shtar, he made an initial claim that was a false claim, it was inaccurate. So in this case, we leave the money in the possession of the lova, and the lova doesn't have to pay. What's the shaila? V'hani mili, this is only true. Damrle hajus ozfitinu minayu. It's only true if the Arif says you're right. You pay me back the initial loan I was asking for, but remember, I re-lent you money again. That's the only time we say if there's no proof of documents, there's no shtar in that he cannot collect the money from the lova. Aval, if it's a case, Damrle hajartinu nelech, I return the money back to you. Not because I was giving you a new loan, because you never paid me. Why? Because machmas dahavu shayfi v'sumke. The coins that you gave me were bad coins. They were starting to shave down. The copper, whatever metal was used from, weren't good anymore. So when I gave you the money back, it wasn't a new loan. I was saying, this is not money. Get me real money. In that case, if that's the claim of the Ariv, then akati isa l'shibuda d'shar. Then that shtar still remains in effect, and he has the right to collect it and trust on that shtar. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up Mirz Hashem tomorrow.